People in Gaza have slammed the renewed Western attacks on Press TV and other Iranian channels. The alternative news outlet and its sister channels have come under a wave of unprecedented attacks by European governments and satellite providers since last year. Recently, the giant satellite provider Intelsat stopped the broadcast of Iranian channels, depriving millions of viewers around the world of the right to watch unbiased news coverage. The Palestinian Institute for Communication and Development, PICD, has called for lifting the ban on the Iranian channels.
I think that pressures are being exerted on Press TV for political reasons and because of its coverage, which is independent and different from Western media. I also think that Press TV's stance on the Palestinian issue is behind the ongoing attacks against it. Targeting the Iranian channels is against the freedom of the press and it must not be tolerated.
According to the rules of the International Telecommunications Satellite Organization, ITSO, all nations have the right to use satellites with the audience entitled to receive information from any source they desire.
Those who target a news channel for its coverage are simply biased organizations. This is an undemocratic way and unprofessional to block the signals of media channels. Blocking the media is a violation of human rights.
Press TV has been extensively covering Israeli aggressions against Palestinians since it launched its first broadcast in July 2007. The Palestinian NGOs Network, which represents more than 130 Palestinian civil society organizations, has also condemned the renewed attacks on Iranian media.
It's a grave violation to the right of the people to have free access to the information. Press TV had a great role in getting the real message from the ground to outside Gaza Strip, which is Gaza, which is under closure, under blockade.
Intelsat is not the only satellite company targeting the Iranian channels. Eutelsat, which is a major European company, has already blocked many Iranian channels in several European countries. Many observers think that in the Zionist-controlled media world, Press TV and other Iranian channels offer them alternative news.
I think it's annoying that media is being targeted just for no proven reason or justification. And I think it's also disturbing that some channels like Press TV are being interrupted or even blocked. I think this is unfair.
Palestinians highly regard Iranian channels for their unwavering support to their cause. Many here say that the attacks on Iranian channels are due to their extensive coverage of Israeli aggressions on Palestinians, especially during the Gaza wars. Ashraf Shanan, Press TV Gaza.